Well, you mean the whiskers?
Mm-hmm. Call it a what?
He's well, a we call it, we know it by two or three different terms. There's a little used to you when I was a kid, somebody'd wear a little finger
goatee.
Size that they call a goatee. Some of them wore it down here, there's still a goatee. And some would wear it, you know, around all around here. Well, that is a whisker. Mm-hmm. And somebody would wear, you know, down to here. Well, that was a sideburn. Mm-hmm. And somebody would wear.
That's popular nowadays, you know, the young kids.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't grow them down as low as they did when I was a kid. They'd grow them down to about here.
I see.
And I've seen them that long. And then up here, you see, they'd mustache.
What's another word for these, the whole thing here? He's got a what? He's got a nice...
He's got a full beard.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, this part of the body's called what, the whole thing here?
Mouth.
And this is?
Oh, that's the teeth.
And one would be what?
Tooth.
Good. And the teeth go in what?
They go in the bone, gums.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this part of the hand?
Palm.
Do you ever say anything else?
Well, I don't know if there's anything else for me to say.
Have you heard pan?
Yeah, I have. I never used it. But mm-hmm.
These are what?
Your fist.
And these are called what?
Knuckles.
Mm-hmm. What else?
What is it, Mom? You've been to school.
Well, I'd say either the knuckles or the joints.
Mm-hmm. Good. This part of the body is what?
Breast.
And what else?
Chest.
Mm-hmm. These are?
Shoulders.
Now, if a person has strong shoulders, he's usually pretty, what? How would you describe a person who has big shoulders?
Well, I guess you'd call him broad-shouldered or robust. Or
mm-hmm. Stout.
Stout. Say husky.
Yeah.
Anything else? Strong.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. how do you describe people who have lots of energy and they're always on the go, never run down?
Well, as you'd say,
full
they're
of pep.
Mm-hmm.
Full of pep and
anything
energy.
Say spry.
Spry. Mm-hmm. Sprightly.
How about right pert?
Well, that's, I've heard that you.
Have you heard quite lively?
Yeah, I've heard that you.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are two kinds of people. Some kind of people, one kind of people is careless. Is careful. Excuse me. Careful. What is the other kind of person? What's the opposite of careful?
Careless.
Good. Now, say something you see. No, wait just a minute. What do you call the kind of house that nobody lives in and people don't want to go up there?
Haunted.
Yeah. Now, what is supposed to live in haunted houses?
Well, of course, it'd be, you know, if it's haunted, you'd say it's haunts live there. Haunts, we'd say haunts.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
And spooks.
Yeah. All you see is defined by the same definition.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wouldn't go there, usually, because you'd be what?
I'd be afraid, sure.
Good. When she was little, she didn't. You'd say what she didn't. About the glass